Last week, we talked about the wrong way to start a podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the wrong way to build your audience. We're going to talk about podcasting for free. And seriously, we're going to hit that again. We're going to talk about a new way that podcasters can earn cash. And we're going to talk about new subscriber numbers.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing to building your audience. Everything. You got it? Because everything you need to start a podcast is in one place. Quit wasting your time with Google searches and finding tutorials that are out of date. Everything you need is in one place. It's at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on our conversation, we would love to have you. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. If you got a phone, it's toll-free, 888-563-3228. Or just use the voicemail button out at the website or leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I got to warn you ahead of time, if you're a regular listener, I am very loopy today. I've had literally about 4 hours sleep in the last 2 days. I have been pounding the School of Podcasting. I'm getting ready to launch a new version of it. And it's going to be very cool. Now, if you're new to the show and this bores you, fast forward, you'll hear some music. And that's when we'll get into the real part. But here's the stuff that's coming down the pipe. It's going to be the same content, although much of it will be updated because I found a lot of things that were getting outdated. You will have different ways to pay. So there'll be kind of a quick fast pass route, and then there will be a kind of payment plan method that is coming that I'm very excited about. I'm also just excited about the fact that I've gone over the process again, and I'm very comfortable in saying everything you need to start a podcast. Now, if you haven't checked it out, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/new-resources. That's the newly revamped resource section over there. So if you're looking for music for your podcast or graphics or anything like that, as well as we're going to be talking about podcast promotion today. And I'm excited about that, but I have anytime you move from an old system to a new system, we've talked about moving like your website or your media host. Anytime the word move is involved, it's no fun. And so I'm very, very tired today. But very, very, it's weird. It's a combination of tired and incredible excitement because I see where the School of Podcasting is going, and it's going to be just, not that it's bad now. It's just, we're going to take it to the next level. So looking forward to it. So if you're haven't signed up for the School of Podcasting, you know, you can sign up now and you'll get to see the old and then really appreciate the new. All right. I'm going to be doing a lot of things today where I'm not going to be giving people's names because some of it, they haven't given me permission and things like that. But the first one I want to talk about here is how last week we talked about how not to start your podcast. And I gave you the story of a podcast I did on a dare. We didn't have any content. We didn't have any audience. It was just a mess, right? So this week, every single one of us start with zero listeners and we all want a big audience. And I always tell people, the next time you're in an elevator with seven people and you feel a little crowded, of course, it's because you're in an elevator. But when you start a podcast and you download that first episode, you throw up the first episode and you have 22 listeners, there are some of you that will go, oh, man, it's nowhere near 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. Get in a room with 22 people. That's a classroom. That is a teacher. So keep that in mind. 22, because I know somebody. We're going to talk about new subscriber numbers, and I'll throw those in here. One person that literally last Saturday, which is 8 days ago, and I was helping him with some stuff, and I saw where that first episode, he did zero, as far as I know, promotion. And I was like, wow, 22 people. That's pretty cool for not even trying. So he is growing his audience through great content. And the one thing I've been doing this week that also has me very excited is I put a live chat option out at the website. And I'm there fairly frequently. And I've been getting to know my audience even better. I love to help people. That is, I mean, for 20 years, I've been a teacher, a technical trainer in the corporate world. And I enjoy helping people. And as one person put it, and I said this in a chat, I said, when you smile, I smile. And he chatted back and said, well, I'm smiling. I said, then I'm, you know, my work here is done. And that's how you build an audience. You build your audience one person at a time. And so one of the things I have investigated, one of the ways I attempt to get consulting clients is I have an account at Odesk. And I don't get many clients there because I'm competing with people from the Philippines who literally charge $3 an hour. And I charge, just a little more than that. And, but there was a podcaster who put out an ad that said, I'm looking to get about 30 reviews and ratings for my podcast in iTunes. All of the 30 reviews must be from a different and unique iTunes account. These accounts must be also from the US. And here is the link to my iTunes or my podcast in iTunes. And he was willing to pay $20 for 30 reviews. Friends, this is not the way you grow your audience. In fact, we all think that having more reviews, you know, gets you higher in iTunes. And I've heard that. And I've heard some people go, maybe not. It seems that way. But even so, that is not the way. Because here's the thing. Okay, let's say you get a bunch of reviews and you get bumped up a bit. This person had, I believe, 4 episodes in their podcast in iTunes. You're going to get better. Your 10th episode is going to be better than your 4th. And let me give you a little story about a man named Jed, yes. I am a guitarist. I played in blues bands for years and swing bands and country bands, and music was my original passion, and podcasting has replaced that to my wife's chagrin. And I played in a band, and our goal was to play this club in Cleveland called Fat Fish Blue. And it was like the blues club. And when we first started off, we did not submit our demo stuff to Fat Fish Blue. We played a bunch of restaurants. We played free cancer gigs. We played all these places that weren't that great, but we honed our chops and we got to know how we got our live act down. And after about 9 months, we submitted our stuff to Fat Fish Blue. And we are so glad we did because we rocked the house. So getting shot up to the top of the charts when you're just getting started out maybe isn't such a great idea. There is a reason that maybe it's good that it takes a while to grow an audience. And so, you know, people always ask me, when should I start looking for sponsors? That's a tough question. That is a real, because number one, yeah, you've got, you know, 500 downloads an episode. Okay. It depends on the sponsor, I guess. Depends on what you're charging. You know, things like that. But realize, well, we'll get to that in another episode. But this is not how to grow an audience. You can't buy your audience. Let me give you another example of how cheaters just don't win. You may have heard of, there's a program called TweetAdder. And I believe I talked about this in the past. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/TweetAdder, that is an affiliate link. And it is a automated Twitter system that you can buy. And I wanted to experiment with it because I saw all these people that had these mammoth followers on Twitter. And I was like, well, I want to play in that boat, right? I want to sing on that stage. So I got this thing and I said, here, look for people. Like I said, Mark Maron was big. He was a comedian. I'm like, hey, follow all the people that are following Mark Maron because they're probably comedians and they're probably going to want to start a podcast. And then if I follow them and they don't follow me after so many days, then you unfollow. And then I made a list of like 150 tweets. And I go back and I load those in and say, you know, send out 2 of these a day. And it's this whole automated thing, right? Well, I have, last time I checked, over 1,600 followers on that automated account. that I really purposely do almost nothing with. It's an experiment. I'm playing with it. All right. My real Twitter account, which is at Learn to Podcast, has 298. Right? The automated one has 1,627 followers. My real one has 298. So it's my real account is 18% the size of my automated one. But yet, when I look at the consulting clients that I've received, the feedback that I get, if I look at mentions on Twitter, things like that, that the list that is, you know, so much more bigger than my actual Twitter is only providing 5% return, right? What is it? 72% bigger is only providing 5% of my return. So automation, for lack of a better phrase, cheating, it's not the quantity. Podcasting is not about the quantity. Let me give you the story of Jason Van Orden. I talk about this in my book, More Podcast Money. Thank you to anyone who has bought that book. You can find it at morepodcastmoney.com. But Jason, there's this guy, Jeff Wilson, I think is his name. He does this Jeff something, product launch formula, big internet guru. And he is friends with all the other big internet gurus, right? And they all cross-promote each other and say how each person is equally as much a guru. I got into that bracket and was like, wait a minute. Nobody here is a guru. It's just all these other people and they're all friends saying, yeah, this guy is the man. But I actually bought product launch formula many, many moons ago. But here's Jason with his internet business mastery with his host, Jeremy. And they are up against these big mammoth, large, huge, very giant people with big, giant, humongous email lists. And Jason's got his little piddly podcast. And Jason beat them all. Because what Jason has isn't numbers. Jason has influence. And Jeremy. Influence is what you get with a podcast. Why? Because I'm in your ear. I'm in your ear. It's just me and you. And we're just chatting. And you can listen to me on your way to work. You can listen to me on a treadmill. You can listen to me while you're walking your dog. Can't do that with a blog. So you build your podcast one person at a time by answering those emails, by hanging out in the chat, by going where your audience is and making friends with them. And then, oh, by the way, did I ever mention that I do a podcast about podcasting? And that's why I just listened to, was it Gary Vaynerchuk? Crush It is a great book. And I think he says for the first year, don't even think about it. Just do what you love. Follow your passion. Just, you know, don't even worry about the numbers. Don't worry about advertisers. Just build that audience for a year before you even think about it. Unless somebody approaches you. But the wrong way to grow your audience is through some sort of automated gizmo, through some sort of buying your audience. Oh, sure, great. I've got all these people now. None of them know who I am. None of them could care less about me. I have no relationship with any of these people when I've bought them. I believe that's some form of prostitution if you're buying reviews, right? So your audience is filled with, for lack of a better phrase, hookers. All right? So that is not the way to grow your audience. And I wrote about this on my blog. If you want to know who it is, you can go over to my website at davidjackson.org is my blog. And if you want to know who Jeff is the man that was buying reviews. Shame on you, Jeff. Shame. All right, if you remember 14 weeks ago, I had my new friend Tina on the show. We had my 300th episode. And wanted to interview one of my listeners, so Tina came on. Tina now has the SavvyHomeschoolMoms.com podcast. And so 14 weeks ago, let's just say 3 months ago, Tina got off the couch. Tina bought a microphone. Tina was frustrated listening to other podcasts about her subject that quit, and or they just didn't do it the way she wanted to hear it. And she said, you know what? I think I can do it better. And apparently she is. Her story will have more to it that I can describe now. But in 14 weeks, she is now getting mid three figure is how I will put that, mid three figure downloads. So if you didn't think 22 is a small number, and I said, get in a room, it's like a classroom. What if you were in a room with mid three-figure downloads? Yeah, you might be just a little intimidated. And it's costing her $20 a month, I think. Let's see where she got her... she's not using a media host. It's costing her $7 a month. So we'll see what happens, because she's using her website as a web host. That will be an interesting story to watch. But I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, if you start today, who's not to say that in 14 weeks you might have mid three-figure downloads? Hey, before I get into this new way of podcasters to get tipped in this case, wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Marcus Couch. I've known Marcus for 7 years now. Been my little podcasting sounding board, and we have wreaked some havoc over at Medio from time to time. And I want to plug his podcast. If you go to WP Plugins A to Z.com. He does a podcast, as you might imagine, about WordPress plugins. And it's a good show. Been listening to it. And it's got that Marcus Couch thing going on. Marcus has a great voice.
This is Marcus Couch, and you're listening to Musicians Cooler, where musicians come to trade advice.
So check that out. But wanted to alert you to a new way. And it's interesting. I, again, being a musician, I'm always looking at ways that musicians are marketing themselves. I'm always looking at ways that authors are marketing themselves, bloggers are marketing themselves, because it often applies to podcasters as well. And I just found out about this website. If you go to tip5.org, it's a website where people can text you your short ID. So in my case, I chose, shocking, podcast. And so if you text podcast to the number 1-202-800-1100, that is 1-202-800-1100, you can tip me $5. And this is made for street performers, right? So they could just put up a sign that says, hey, while you're sitting there listening to me, Stitcher listener, why not hit that phone and dial 202-800-1100 and type the word, you know, and podcast to that number. And what it does is it brings up a screen and basically says, would you like to tip this person $5? Now, here's where I kind of go, really? It's because if you go to tip5.org/podcast, that's my page. And it basically takes them to your page. So this is for a smartphone thing, obviously, with texting. And they will tip you $5. Now, here's where I kind of go, And that is, you're tipping them via PayPal, which means you have to log in. And I don't, maybe it's just me. I mean, I've got a Droid phone. I am not a huge fan of typing on my phone. I don't know, my thumbs are not that huge, but just general, doesn't matter what keyboard I'm using. I'm not a big fan of typing on my phone. And so my point is the fact that it takes you to a page where you can say, yes, I'd like to tip them $5 with Lips or PayPal. That means you have to type in your PayPal address and your PayPal password. And as much as I like the fact that they're trying to make it easy for people to tip by dialing 202-800-1100, yes, I mean you, Mr. Stitcher listener on your phone right now, I'm not sure that's convenient enough. And so go out to the website. This is 315, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/315. That'll take you right to the show notes today. And I will put a poll out there for you to say, you know, does this sound like something that you would A, use to tip somebody, and B, would you use it to try to receive tips? Because you could put a donation button on your website, and it's basically going to do the same thing. All this is doing is making it a way for you to, and plus, you have to remember my phone number now, which I want you to remember the 888-563-3228 for voicemail. Now you got to remember 202-800-1100. It'd be cool if I could pick a phone number, like 202-DAVE-TIP or something, right? So if you're interested in this, it's, you know, I signed up. It doesn't cost you anything to pay. They take 10%. So if the original tip was $5, they're going to take 10% of that. That's 50 cents. And then PayPal is going to take their 46 cents, which means you get $4.04 out of a $5 tip. Don't know. It's another way of trying to engage your audience. Hopefully make it easy. If you want to test it out again, one last time, 202-800-1100 and tip podcast. So it says text podcast to that number if you want to test it out. And I will report back next week. All right, last up, free. I'm really starting to hate that word. I give away this content for free because I like you and I want you to start a podcast. And I want you to choose me to help you with your podcast.
Good answer. Let's take a look.
But one of the things I'm finding with my little chat box is everybody wants to podcast for free.
Oh, that's not one of our top answers.
And I've kind of done this rant before, so I'll try to keep it short. Please name me one other hobby that you do that doesn't require money.
It's not on the board. Family one, give me an answer.
If you like Frisbee, you still have to buy the Frisbee. If I'm a guitar player, I buy the guitar once, guess what? I still got to buy strings. Yep, those wear out. Here's another $10. Here's a new set of strings. Right? When I was into photography, I had to buy the camera. Then I had to, this tells you how long ago I was into photography, then I had to buy film. Then I had to pay to get it developed. And the reason I asked is I had somebody who was trying to do a video podcast. Now, video is, again, if you have something that needs to be seen. And he did. He was going to be doing kind of home repair show type thing. So, you know, it's one thing to say, here's how you use a level. It's another thing to show it, since a picture paints 1,000 words. But he was really looking for a way to do it for free.
That didn't make the survey. Sorry.
And I say, well, don't, you know, your passion, this should be something that you're willing to talk about for free when you first start out. And when it comes to video, the difference between video and audio, besides the fact that obviously one you can see, but also realize I can't really drive to work and watch your video unless I want to get myself in a wreck. So if it's something that you can just talk about it. But his was something that definitely needed to be visual. But video files are larger than audio files, unless you keep them very, very short. And consequently, because you now have a larger file, you need more storage space. And when you need more storage space, it's going to cost you more. And he really was just kind of like, really? There's no way to do this for free?
Nope. Sorry. It's not on the board.
Surely. And I think part of this is, and I was thinking about this today. I'm like, why? Because I get that question all the time. You know, I say, well, it's $7 a month for your web host. And $10 a year for your domain name, and maybe $15 for your media host. So you're looking at $22 a month and $12 a year for your domain name, plus, you know, $50 for the microphone.
Oh, that's not one of our top answers.
And people go, okay, there's got to be another way.
Nope, sorry.
And I think this is why, because what you end up delivering is a digital file. You end up delivering a digital file, and for whatever reason, society has given digital files no value, right? Musicians are starving because people just feel like music should be free now. And it's, you know, you're putting musicians out of business. You're putting lawyers out of business. You're putting, you know, I could go on and on about that. But my question, and then I'll stop this rant, because here's my point. You're wasting a huge amount of time. You are missing your opportunity to reach your audience because you're trying to do it for free while you sit there and drink your Starbucks and you, we're talking $22. That's less than a dollar a day. You could be a podcaster. And quit wasting your time trying to do it for free, because there are plenty. You know, if you go bowling, you buy the ball, you get the shoes, and then you pay for every game. It's a hobby. Good. Okay, so I need to stop, because I could go. That just drives me crazy. I understand times are tough. Boy, do I understand that. Right? Every time I get my student loan payment, you know, and I look at that number and I go, man, I got a long way to go before that bad boy is paid off. Right? Every time I get my car payment and I look at that loan, I go, man, I got a long way before that bad boy is paid off. Right? Every time I get my Dell credit card, I'm like, man, I should have never put that on a credit card. Credit cards are the devil, by the way. I understand times are tough. I'm just letting you know. Save your time. Put out the $22. Right. If you're a golfer, come on. $22 isn't going to pay for, you know, 9 holes. That's crazy. So, end of rant. So, hopefully you found that helpful today. We found out that, you know, when you start off without even starting your podcast, you might have 22 people listening to you. That'd be like you teaching a class. You know, if you do it for a few months, you might end up with mid-three-figure downloads. We found out that there's a new way to get tips. We're not sure if it's going to work or not. You can go to tip5.org. And we found out that the way to grow your audience is not by buying them or automating your Twitter account. By the way, there is no correlation between Twitter size and downloads. There's a great post that my friend Rob Walsh did from Today in iPhone, Today in iOS, and Wizard Media. And he looked at the numbers and saw that there is no, like, hey, the more Twitter followers you have, the more podcast downloads you're going to have. So it's a great way. I have tutorials on Twitter at the School of Podcasting showing you how to connect with people and how to follow conversations on Twitter. But in terms of using it to actually get more listeners, you might get more listeners because you've connected with them. And again, that's what it comes down to. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you'd like to start a podcast, things are going to get really cool at the School of Podcast. Things are already cool there now. Things are going to get really cool. And I'd like to talk to you in person as opposed to this whole time shifted thing. And you could do that by going over to schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got the resources. We've got my 7 years of experience helping you avoid the pitfalls. And you can listen to me. Maybe you don't listen to me. Maybe you use your own website as your media host. That's your choice. But I would love to help you. Podcasting is my passion, more than playing guitar these days. And I would love to help you start a podcast. And come visit me over at theschoolpodcasting.com. I will see you again next week with another episode. And until then, class is dismissed.